This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of people came out to Monday's Martin Luther King Jr. Day march and parade in Denver. CPR's John Daly was there at the event called the Marade.
Cloudy skies gave way to sun as the diverse crowd walked downtown from City Park. Manual High School senior Takaira Miles came with school nurse Lucy Roberts.
I feel like we got a lot of progress to still get to. We got a long way to go, but we're improving little by little.
I'm just here to be in community with all these people and celebrate the life of somebody who was really an inspiration to a lot of us.
Also on hand, many of the more than 20 candidates for Denver mayor. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado's Northeast Plains are under a winter storm warning. The National Weather Service says those areas could see between 6 and 11 inches of snow. The snow starts falling late this afternoon and continues tomorrow. Colorado ranks low in how much it spends on public education compared to how much money its economy generates. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Colorado is considered a low-effort state by a new study from three research institutions, including Rutgers University. It spent just over 3% of its economic capacity on its public schools, ranking it 40th out of all states. Meantime, Colorado's gross state product per capita is ranked 13th in the nation. A third of students attend inadequately funded schools, the amount of money estimated needed to reach the national average on test scores. Funding for Denver and Aurora schools is more than 25% below what's needed. Researchers say funding in Colorado is also highly unequal between districts. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Registration starts today for Colorado's new universal preschool program. In the next school year, many four-year-olds and some three-year-olds will be eligible for at least 10 hours of free preschool. And there's more about that and how to sign up later in this hour. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.